These who have the service of carrying the speaker system from place to place so that everyone could hear. They're very heavy speakers. They are carrying on their shoulders kilometer after kilometer after kilometer, and always in fear that someone may not hear. Such an act of devotion we should all very much appreciate. It is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to greatly appreciate any service that a devotee may offer. Krishna tells us in Gita, Neha bikramana sotsi pratyabhavyo nivedyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya, that even the slightest endeavor on this path of bhakti is never forgotten by the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, one who has engaged in devotional service, even if they fall down again due to their previous conditionings, they can never really enjoy material life by the mercy of Krishna. And in due course of time, Krishna will certainly bring them back. Oftentimes, I speak on a very important subject in the form of an example that Srila Prabhupada gave us. One dear god brother rendered sincere service to Srila Prabhupada, but then due to past habits seriously fell down from the principles of Krishna consciousness. He was criticized, even condemned by so many devotees. But Srila Prabhupada wrote him a letter. He said, because you have once chanted the holy name of Krishna sincerely in the land of Vrindavan, Krishna will rescue you and bring you back to Godhead. That is for certain. And Prabhupada always asked for that devotee. Prabhupada never forgot his service. And in the end of his life, this person completely surrendered in a spirit of pure unalloyed devotion to Srila Prabhupada and to Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And certainly, he is wherever Srila Prabhupada is performing his Leela. The spiritual master is representative of Sri Radha Madhava, because Radha and Krishna never forget the service we render. That is our greatest hope. So as Vaishnavas, we should understand this spirit and always be very eager to appreciate the service offered by others. Krishna takes note of it. We should also take note of it. Anything a devotee does to in any way help us at any time, we should never forget that. We should glorify with grateful heart that service. The people who are organizing this yatra have literally been working for months, coming back and forth to Jaipur, to Vrindavan. And they're not just visiting temples, having darshan. They're going and renting rooms and renting buses and organizing prasad. Very hard work. And during yatra, they're always in the anxiety that everything's working right. And we're simply enjoying. For us to actually make real spiritual advancement, we have to learn how to appreciate what they're doing for us. Appreciating the Vaishnavas will make us dear to Lord Krishna. The deities in the temple that we have just visited are named Larali Lal. Sometimes it is called Larali Lal Temple, but mostly here in Brajbhumi it is known as Sriji Mandir. Sriji, the beautiful pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. These deities are over 5,000 years old. They were personally installed by the great grandson of Lord Krishna, Vajranab. And they were worshipped here on the hill of Barasana. As Brahma has four heads, there are four peaks here. Where we had just been, that is Bhangar. Bhangar means the place of Brishabhanu's palace. That wonderful narration that we just recited from the Ananda Vrindavan Champu of Kavi Karnapur, that all took place right in the palace of Maharaj Brishabhanu. This hill is called Dangar. It is the place where Krishna taxes gopis for charity in the form of butter and yogurt and ghee. And just across the way, you'll see a beautiful white temple on top of a hill. That is one of the heads of Brahma. That is called Vilasgar. And behind, where we will be going this evening, is Mangar. So, on the main hill of Brishabhanu's palace, Vajranab installed those deities. But over the millenniums, the deities were lost. At the same time of the six Goswamis, there was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whose name was Narayan Bhat Goswami. And he personally lived at Ungshagaon, which is the village of the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi. Barsana is compared to a lotus flower. The whirl of the lotus flower is the birthplace of Srimati Radharani. And there are eight petals, which are the birthplaces of the eight Sakis. They are all in a circle around Barsana. So Narayan Bhat Goswami was here performing very, very deep and pure devotional service. And his mission, being an associate of the six Goswamis, was to establish the holy places of Krishna's Leela, especially here in the area of Barasana. So in this garden that we just walked through, it was revealed to him in a dream by Srimati Radharani that she was present there with her beloved consort. So he went and found in the bushes, a little bit under the ground, the beautiful deities of Larali Lal. And he installed them there. They were worshipped, and a few hundred years ago, consort. So he went and found in the bushes, a little bit under the ground, the beautiful deities of Larali Lal. And he installed them there. They were worshipped, and a few hundred years ago, the worship was quite simple. there was one great king from Rajasthan who was very much devoted to Barsana Dham. He would come here with his royal family regularly to worship in the place of Srimati Radharani's eternal home. So he decided to build a magnificent temple for Lata Lilal. So he chose to build it on this hill. And we are now sitting in the temple that he built. One of the most extravagantly opulent temples in all of Braj Dham. Very beautiful, intricately hand-carved sandstone, inside and out. And he built it in such a way to actually show the world that Krishna should be the center of all of activities, whoever we may be. He was a king, but he didn't put his throne in the center. He wanted to put the beautiful deities of Lata Lilal in the center. And he built all these small rooms around where he and his family members and his ministers would live. The idea is that everyone would be fully conscious that whoever we are all just the humble servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha and Krishna. Wouldn't it be nice if that was what it was like in the, what is it called in India, Delhi? Rajbhavan? Rashtra what? Rashtrapati Bhavan. Wouldn't it be nice if Radha Gopinath was in the center there? And all the parliament members and the prime minister and the president and everyone just had little rooms around Radha and Krishna. And they all woke up every morning for Mangal Arati and chanted their japa and heard Srimad Bhagavatam and then offered all their services for their pleasure. And then we could do that at the White House and the Capitol building at Washington, D.C. and in Baghdad, in Iraq, and in Kabul, in Afghanistan, everywhere. This is actually natural life. When Krishna is in the center, there is unity and there is happiness. As soon as we put our own motivations in the center, there will be competition, there will be conflict, and there will be misery. So he made a very, very strong statement. And he spent years and fabulous amounts of wealth to build this beautiful palace for Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And when it was complete, the day was assigned for the installation of bringing the deities from their spa little temple on Bangar and bring it to this place. But the day before the installation, Srimati Radharani appeared to him in a dream and told him that that is my home, not here. Otherwise, I will be displeased with you. So he built another temple there. And that is the temple we just had wonderful kirtan. The deities in this mandir were installed by him, another set of the name Radha Kushal Bihari. By their merciful glance, they bless all fortunate pilgrims who come here to Sri Barasana Dham. So let us pray that we too can learn how to practically put the service and the pleasure of Sri Radha and Krishna as the center of our lives. The king wasn't angry or frustrated. He spent mass amount of money to build us in so many years. And Radharani said, build me another one here. This is the wrong place. So he just did it. That is detachment. Sometimes we see sannyasis, babajis, brahmacharis, they do something, small thing, you tell them, not like that, like, I worked so hard to do that. Real detachment is whatever pleases you, Krishna. He had that detachment. He was a pure soul in the role of a king. So whether we are king or whatever our occupation, whatever our varna, whatever our ashram, atapum virt vijastreshtas varna swami vibhagasya svanushtatasya dharmasya samsidhir hari toshana. Whatever one's particular occupational duty, whatever one's ashram may be, the real perfection and goal is that we perform our work in a way that Krishna is pleased. Samsidhir hari toshana. If Krishna is pleased, it is like watering the root of the tree. All our desires will be fulfilled. And there will be harmony. Krishna is pleased when there is harmony, love, and trust amongst the devotees. He's very displeased when there's egoistic conflict, disunity amongst the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada told us Vaikuntha consciousness means everyone is better than me. I am the servant. It is that consciousness that puts Krishna in the center. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We will do parikrama around Sri Sri Radha Kusha Bihari and then enter into the enchanting groves of Gabravan.